Hare Krishna. I'm here in New Delhi with Radha Damodar on the Kadashi. Finished doing a simple little puja for them, but offered lots of exotic, a couple of types of mangoes and chikus and nuts and sweets. So they're doing all right in that regard. And early in the morning I'll be moving on to London and from there Toronto. But I'm feeling great separation from Sri Mayapur Dham, especially from the Kirtan Mela and even more from the upcoming Navadvip Mandal Parikrama. For the last 2 years I've been meditating on being able to go. Last year I couldn't go because of the political situation in Hungary. By the time I got to Mayapur, the Parikrama was over. And this year, now I'm on my way to Toronto to sort of assist my mother in this sort of last phase or last chapter of her days. I don't think she's necessarily departing just now, but there are some very serious and practical issues that I'm the only next of kin, at least the closest next of kin, and I need to deal with those things. But I'm just thinking how I'll be missing the walking barefoot through Navadvip, visiting the places of the Lord's wonderful transcendental pastimes, just hearing the holy names resounding, wonderful kirtans that are taking place at different places, hearing narrations of the Lord's pastimes from the lips of Vaishnavas, sleeping out in the tent. I had my tent already there in Mayapur, and I asked Shyam Bihari to practice putting it up and taking it down so that I could put it up quickly on arrival, and when it was time to leave, we could take it down quickly. It was a fair-sized tent. And sitting all together and eating prasadam with the Vaishnavas and the places where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also ate prasadam and enjoyed his pastimes. I'll be feeling great separation, as well as in the Kirtan Mela. I was really hoping that after almost 3 weeks of meetings, I would be able to just bathe in 5 days of Kirtan with devotees who are coming from all over the world, and already Vaishnavas who are also there, who would also be chanting. And I'd also been slotted in to chant for the last, every day actually for the last 4 days, because the first day we'd still have some meetings. And although I thought maybe it was better if I didn't just chant and just heard others sing, that also I was missing. Actually, just as I was leaving, Madhava Prabhu showed up, and he was, I could see in his eyes, he was very sad and disappointed that I won't be there. I think as sad and disappointed as I was, that I won't be there. And if I'm playing, sitting beside me playing the drum, it's always a wonderful experience, or just sitting beside him and hearing him chant, as well as the others. Narimani also arrived with Amala Harinam. But what to do? Krishna's like a transcendental cook, and as a cook mixes different spices and herbs into preparations to bring out the different flavors. Similarly, Krishna also mixes, especially these ingredients of meeting and separation, sambandha and vipralamba, in order to increase attachment for him, for the holy name, for Vaishnavas. So while all the devotees are walking around in Navadvip, I'll be in Toronto, snowy Toronto, meditating on those wonderful elements that constitute the Navadvip Mandala Padrakrama. And I'll definitely be submerged in Vipralamba Samadhi, since that seems to be Krishna's will. What else can be done? It's certainly intense and it's strong, feeling, emotion, but not one that I planned that I would be participating in right now. But that's the reality, and it's the Lord's will. So today is my meditation on Vipralamba Seva. Hare Krishna.